Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I've got a story to tell you. It's a true story from 20 or so years ago, and it's a story about a new heart. To frame this story in a biblical perspective, let me read to you Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, which reads this. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Kelly and Craig were an active couple in their 30s. Together, they would run 5 miles a day and 10 miles on the weekends. But one day, Kelly's heart started racing. The doctor said that she was healthy and probably just under stress. 5 doctor visits later, and right before a big backpacking trip, they found her heart beating 4 times faster than normal. Rushing to the hospital, they found that she had an enlarged left ventricle that was caused by a viral infection. She was in the hospital for 3 months as they stabilized her heart with drugs. But her heart only got worse and worse, and she would soon die unless she had a transplant. Sometime soon after that, a Southern Californian woman was thrown from a horse, and she tragically died. Her family chose to donate her organs, and her heart went to Kelly. 10 months after receiving the new heart, Kelly and Craig started climbing mountains again. She climbed Mount Whitney in September of 1997, and the newspapers told the warm story of the heart transplant survivor who was now climbing mountains again. Not long after that, Craig got a curious call. Through the publicity, the daughter of the donor of Kelly's heart figured out that Kelly had her mother's heart. In speaking to Craig, the daughter had a request. On their next climb, would they scatter the ashes of the donor of Kelly's heart at the summit of the mountain that they climbed? Craig kept that ritual a secret. He was afraid that the emotional impact on Kelly would lead to a heart attack. So with the wind blowing on the snowy heights of Mount Fuji in Japan, Craig handed Kelly a leather bag filled with the ashes and a photograph of the woman who had donated the heart that now beat within Kelly's body. They stood on that windy summit as Craig explained everything to Kelly, how he read the letter from the daughter, and how he showed her the picture. Just as they released the ashes into the wind, both the sun broke out and Kelly's tears broke out. Friends, we need new hearts. Not so much on the physical level, although heart disease is a huge killer in the world today. Most the time when the Bible talks about our heart, it speaks not so much of the physical organ that pumps within our body, but of the deepest place of that inner person, the inner man or woman. It's the place inside that makes us tick. This inner secret place is where the trouble is. We need Jesus to transplant his heart to us. It won't work to fix up our old heart. Just like with someone who receives a heart transplant today, our new heart is going to be more sensitive. It will be softer to sin and to the things of God. Also, our new heart is someone else's heart. It doesn't come from us. It comes from Jesus. And because it comes from someone else, we must be aware of rejecting the transplant. When Kelly received a heart transplant, she had to take certain medicines so that her body wouldn't reject the new heart. In the same way, when we receive the heart of Jesus, we need the medicine of God's word to renew our minds so that we're transformed into the image of Jesus, compatible with his heart. When Kelly received a new heart, the person who donated that heart gave her something to do. The same is true with us regarding the new heart Jesus gives us. He also gives us something to do. Now, Kelly was supposed to spread the remains of her heart donor in a symbolic tribute to her, but Jesus left no physical remains. His body was resurrected and it ascended into heaven. Yet, Jesus did leave us his spirit, and he has left with us the job of spreading his spirit around, so to speak. We do it all as a tribute to him, the one who is our heart donor. After coming down from Mount Fuji, Kelly said, "To have someone else's heart inside of you and to be holding their ashes, it's bigger than I can find words for." Friend, are you holding forth a tribute to Jesus? Do you have his heart inside you? Let the power of the heart of Jesus work in you and dedicate yourself to doing the will of the one who gave you his heart.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.